The closest I've gotten to gay sex is getting out of the shower and pulling a hair out of my ass crack, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Did it make like a sound? Yeah.
And everyone knows that pulling hair out of your butthole, that really feels so good.
It's actually incredible. It's one of my kinks.
Yeah, for sure.
All I'm picturing is you flossing your butt.
Yeah, right.
Me like purposely trying to get hair. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Last week, I made an audio note that said basically that I don't have the time anymore to be the full-time editor and producer of this podcast because of all of the other responsibilities that I have now that the pandemic is over. And you guys stepped up. You made a lot of donations, and you actually paid for an editor for every episode of this podcast for the next year. That's where when you make a $1 donation, it goes. It goes to the expenses, which are way higher than you'd probably expect. They go to Gara. They will go to a producer when we raise more money for that. So thank you so much. You get stuff in return. You get cameos. I will call you. I will literally call you or your loved one as a gift. You get bonus content. You get free tickets when I'm in your town or in New York City. Patreon.com/WHGS. And also, you probably read the title of this and are maybe wondering how I'm doing. I'm okay. And it's really weird, to be perfectly honest, to put your heart out on a platter for the entire queer world. But that is my job now. And I love it. I love it. So this episode, despite the title, is actually hilarious. There are definitely some emotional moments. But I hope you enjoy it, and I really hope it helps some of you guys, actually. So, thanks for being with me on this crazy, crazy ride.
Honestly, when Ash texted me to do this again, I was like, I'm so excited because I just feel like I get to hang out with you guys, which is
That's awesome. The best part about having you on as a guest. Like, you're just so easy to talk to, and you're my friend, and I am...
And you're my friend.
But really... She's my friend, and let's just make it clear, my friend.
Sure.
My closest friend, Brianne Williamson.
I like to think that there's more sexual tension between Brie and I, and that's why we haven't become closer friends.
Okay, I have a story about that, actually, that okay, I would great. Love to
about
share.
About sexual yeah, tension with Gara yeah. Lawning?
Correct.
I might change the format. I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm gonna fucking weep during this episode.
Okay.
That's why I invited you, Brie, because I have news on this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I like haven't been sleeping because I'm so stressed out. Yeah. I did a calculation. I'm working like 80 hours a week right now, and very little of it is stand up, which like fucking sucks. Right. And shout out to everyone who joined the Patreon this past week after I put out that little note that was like so moving and touching, and like you have no idea how far your $1 goes. So thank you for doing that. But I want to have someone really good this week because, and frankly, I need my best friend there. I need my best friend.
Yeah, and Gara.
I need my best.
Yeah, and Gara's here too.
I need my best friend and someone who has insane sexual chemistry with my best friend.
Yeah,
so that's why
so check,
we set
check,
this up.
Check, check.
God, I wish you lived in New York so that like we, oh God. I was just thinking, how great is it going to be when we meet in person?
Oh, it's going to be insane.
Have y'all seen one of those really cheesy, like old school YouTube videos where girlfriends meet each other for the first time?
That's what I want to do with you, Brie.
We need to do that.
That's what you have to do. Also, I don't feel like that's that old school. I feel like that's like 2013.
Yeah, I feel like it was like pretty OG, like queer content on YouTube from like Tumblr days of people dating people for like 8 months and then meeting each other for the first time. And I think we're going to see like that rebirth on YouTube after the pandemic, because I personally have like 3 friends that are dating people that they've never met before.
Yeah. Wow. It's like reverse catfish. You should host it. It's like, it's called reverse catfish, and it's people meeting up with people they actually know, but they have never met. And you play Neve.
So it's just not catfish at all.
There's no sexual harassment allegations either. Also, we're reversed catfish in that way, that it's hosted by a sensitive, thoughtful woman as opposed to a man who
may have done some things.
Yeah, and it's called Not Catfish.
Not Catfish.
Not Catfish. MTV is Not Catfish.
I'm sure if I pitch that to MTV, they will be down. Just go against like one of their most popular shows. I'm like, what if we just did that, but not?
Yeah, right.
Can you guys sense my negative energy?
Not at all.
Oh no, we lost Brie.
Oh fucking A. She looks great though, even when she pauses. Like,
she's a cutie patootie.
She is a cutie patootie. I love her hair. I was playing Deal Breakers with my friends at a bar last night.
Okay.
Let's say you guys are fucking and she's like, I throw up after every time I have sex. It's just like something my body does. I throw up. It's a first date.
Like after every time.
Right, like, when she comes. Like, is like, and that's the noise that she makes.
But we're in love.
Well, it's a first date, Ashley. For you, yeah, maybe you. No, not in love. You are straight up going on a first date.
Yeah, it's probably a deal breaker.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so Ashley is throw up sex negative. Hi.
What happened?
There was just a bang. The lights flickered and the Wi-Fi in my whole building just went out.
What?
Brie owes money to the mob. Yeah, I should have mentioned this earlier.
So honestly, my week's really boring, but just...
Oh.
Okay, so deal breaker.
Oh, you have another one.
Yeah, instead of the throwing up thing, let's say you get done having sex and she's like, can I borrow a sweatshirt? And you're like, oh, absolutely. And she's like, I only want to wear a sweatshirt of that you had when you were a kid. Do you have a sweatshirt of when you were a kid?
That's an enormous red flag.
So let's say Jen on first date said something like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is an enormous red flag.
Okay.
Hey, Brie.
I kept talking for like 3 minutes and I just thought y'all were so intent on what I was saying.
Brie.
And then all of a sudden I was like, wow, really like not moving at all.
Oh no.
What were we talking about?
Brie was talking about her week, weren't you?
Yeah, we weren't really talking about much interesting. So maybe it was for the best. It was the universe just being like, just stop here. We were just talking about how my week was kind of chaotic.
We just did deal breakers while we were waiting for you.
Oh, perfect.
Gara really likes deal breakers is what I've learned from this experience.
I love games. It's like the most Midwestern thing about me.
Why don't we do a couple deal breakers with Brie?
Fuck yeah, Brie.
Deal breakers with Brie.
Deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
Why does my name work with everything that y'all do? It's wild.
Yeah, you know, like when you're an artist like this, you just have to, like, if the dust ever settles, you have to always be creating. And that's what I thought before I said deal breakers.
Absolutely.
The momentum is here. Okay, Brie. So what I was doing with Ashley is every deal breaker I'm going to say is from a first date. You don't really know this person. You're okay. Going on a first date with them. It's going like fine. And then like something like this happens. I'll give you one that I just gave to Ashley.
Okay.
I said, let's say you had sex. It was really, 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 really good. Like you were pleased. She was pleased. She gets done and she's like, can I borrow a sweatshirt? And you're like, oh my God, absolutely. And then she goes, but can I borrow one that you wore when you were younger, like you were a child? And that is what she asks you. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Brie.
Okay, got
it. Why?
That is not only a deal breaker, like I would get actually afraid. I think it would be one of those situations where I'd like stop in my tracks and start looking for sharp objects.
Yeah, because what I was saying earlier is it means that this person has some sort of emotional issue.
You don't think it could be in a way of like they're just like fun and flirty and are kind of like, I want to put on your camp shirt as a little crop
top. But then you'd be like, oh, actually, I don't have my camp shirt for you to wear as a crop top.
Yeah.
And then how does she react?
I guess, okay. I guess I'm saying she's not dropping it. She's pretty committed. She's like, call up your mom. Where does your mom live?
Yeah.
Like, can we? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Deal breaker. Okay. So let's say scratch that. Going great. You guys just hooked up. And you guys are hooking up and she hasn't come yet. And she goes, hey, you know what would be really hot? If you shaved my head. Is that a deal breaker for you?
That's not only not a deal breaker, but that's like, I would be turned on.
What?
Wait, what?
Okay, hell yeah.
I would just be like, that's just the most wild, chaotic thing I've ever heard. You want me to just shave your head? Like, that's like, okay.
Are you into people that are
bald?
No. Are you into
people who identify as bald?
Are you into like Mr. Clean? Are you like a Mr. Clean fan?
Lex Luthor.
I do like a little bit of the fuzz aspect, but I just like the, I don't know. I think that that's like a classic example of there's no harm in it. And it just seems like something like a little like fun. Like I feel like you'd just be like laughing doing it. Like this is fun. Like,
so here's a fun story. A girl that I mentioned on the podcast previously, I had gone to college with her and we met up later on and I had a huge crush on her. I was a sophomore. She was a freshman. Aww. Huge crush on her. And then when she came out, she buzzed her head. And I was like, done.
Done with what?
My crush. I was like, I'm no longer.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. And then what?
Oh, you don't like people with buzzed heads. You're picking a very interesting group to upset right now.
No. Well, stick with me. I think if I had met her, I think a pixie cut is fine. But like, this was not that. It was not done in a femme way. It was done in like a very mask way. And I like couldn't get around it. Why are you covering your mouth like that?
I'm just laughing at you being like, she didn't appeal to my femme interest anymore. So that pissed me off.
I didn't know her very well. I just like was attracted to her physically.
Okay, I want to know because you said a pixie cut. So do you have like a certain amount of inches of hair that you accept? Yeah.
You like walk into Ashley's house and she's like, just stand there a second. You like, no, take out a measure.
Can I just throw this back on you guys? This is a place where we don't yuck other people's yums.
In your yum. You can't do that toxic accountability vibe. You can't throw my PC shit back at me.
I just did.
I'm not yucking your yum of not being into people with shaved heads. Oh. I just am truly like right now. Like
I love hair.
Oh, you love hair. Yeah.
I love long hair.
And listeners, I do want to like, I do want to be clear that whatever you're into, you're just into, and sometimes you cannot control that. You can't. I'm standing up for you right now, bitch. I'm fucking talking for you. What'd you say, Bree?
My girlfriend's like that. She really likes really like hair. She likes long hair.
Yeah, and a lot of
what are you gonna hold on to?
Exactly. I'm behind you. I'm playing cowboy, and if I can't grab onto some stirrups.
Like, hold on to the mane of the horse.
The reins, Gary. The reins.
Got it. We're driving a Harley. How are you not going to rev the engine?
Ash, is that for you too? Like, would you ever cut your hair or do you also like it with yourself?
Yeah, she would never,
I would never cut my hair.
Okay, yeah.
I love my hair.
Would you ever
I have great hair also.
Wait, I actually have a question for you. Has there
been
a lot of...
laughing at that. Yeah, I have great fucking hair.
No, you do. You do.
Thank you. Well, Brie, I told you that you were going to go first, but I am going first. I have decided because I don't feel that I'm bringing my best self to this episode. And I would rather just address the elephant in the room. Yeah. And
he's across the room. He's absolutely ginormous. And
I got him
stressing.
I got him on the black market. It's kind of a weird situation. It has to do with the mob turning off Bree's internet. And now I have an elephant in my room. It's sort of difficult to explain. But Bree, Jen and I broke up. And...
Oh God, I'm crying already. Oh, I know, bud.
Are you serious?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I have to like tell the world now, which is like so bizarre.
I'm sorry.
And that's my gay sex story from this week. Bree, did you have gay sex? No, I'm kidding.
I'm literally tearing up. This is sad.
I know Garrett cried too.
I did cry. I was like standing in Ashley's kitchen. I was like, I just love Jen so much. And I just started crying. And then Ashley was like, stop it. I'm going to cry. And I was like, I'm trying not to cry.
I've been so stressed out with work that it's like really helped me like kind of keep it things together, but I'll explain to everyone who it's weird. This is weird. I don't know if you've been through this before, Brie, but and I'm not even that big. I don't have the YouTube following that you have, but let me just say when I start, like, if any of you say one goddamn mean thing to Jen, I will hunt you down.
And I will fucking hunt you down.
I will.
And I can hide, motherfucker.
I'm going to put Gara in a backpack. Yeah. I'm going to come to your town. And then I'm going to knock on your door. And I'm going to be like, you won the We're Having Gay Sex sweepstakes. And then they're going to be like, oh my God, what did I win? And then I'm going to put the backpack down in your house.
Like a Trojan horse.
Like a Trojan horse. The Trojan Gara.
Yeah.
And...
And it says, do not open until like the next day.
Yes. And then in the middle of the night,
it looks like there's a human in there.
In the middle of the night, Gara is going to, oh, wait, let me check that. We're still recording this. God, I'm just like so out of.
Yeah, oh, you can't miss Great. This golden.
So Ash, let me ask you, is it because she shaved her head?
I love Brie.
Jen has an Instagram reveal tomorrow of like yeah, fully right? buzzed head.
Yeah, you're like, I cannot confirm or deny. And she's like, I shaved my head. Love my loving girlfriend.
Listen, that I will say if Jen wanted to like shave her head, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. But I just
look fucking hot.
For me, it's like it's just about the initial attraction. I find people with like long hair attractive and totally. I love hair. But for a really long time, Jen, and I've been talking about this on the podcast, Jen and I have a significant age gap, not a very significant maturity gap, because she is perfect and her family is perfect. And, you know, we rarely fought. We had one real fight. And during that fight, I have so many thoughts. This might take a while to record, just FYI. So glad we're all here for hours.
Yeah, me as well.
But during that fight, that was a moment where I was like, oh, I could be with this person forever. Because she was basically just like, it was my fault. It was 100% my fault. And I was being a little bitch. And she just like very calmly, visibly upset, but calmly was like, yeah, this has nothing to do with me. And like, you need to stop. And I was like, yeah. And I said I was sorry. And like, we moved on. We never had resentments towards one another. The one thing that we had that was a problem was that Jen has like voiced this entire time that she wants time to figure out who she is as like an independent adult now that she is like pursuing her dreams around the same time that I started pursuing my dreams. You know, like I I'm a person who had like a year of being single that was like so important for me emotionally.
Yeah.
And so we would talk about it periodically every month, I would say. I'd be like, where are you at? We'd talk about it. It just seemed kind of silly to break up during the pandemic. And then the last time we talked about it, it became much more real in the conversation. So we were like, okay, this is happening. And then a week later, we had like kind of a last weekend together. And I spoke to her yesterday. I do think we're going to try to at some point reconnect. But you never know. You like just never know what a year or 2 years can like do to someone's life that like it doesn't work in the future. But I was like thinking about how I was going to phrase this. Am I going on too long?
No.
This is too much?
No, not at all.
Do you think the listeners are like fast forwarding, being like, where are the jokes?
Listeners are literally sobbing because love is dead and absolutely nothing is real. Cold brew isn't real and love isn't real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, queers. I just had to tell you.
We had a cold brew discussion earlier. Patreon.com/WHDS.
You have to get that sick cold brew content. Follow us on Patreon.
But I'll just be like super honest with this might take me a while to say, and hopefully I'll be able to edit it well, but something that's important in my life that I haven't really talked about much is sobriety. I'm not off drugs, but if you've been listening, you know that I've never been on drugs.
Yeah.
alcoholism runs in my family, and it's just something I've never indulged in, but something that I have done that is toxic relationships. And I think to the point where I like sort of became addicted, and to the point where I even an ex that I had like a sexless relationship with that took like a horrible, horrible breakup. She demanded that I go to Sex Anonymous. And I did, because I was in a toxic relationship and I just wanted to do anything to appease her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, I was like, oh, I'm not a sex addict, but I am a codependent addict.
Yeah.
And the past 2 or 3 years of my life have been like transformational. because I have kicked toxic relationships out of my life in a way that it kind of mimics AA. You know, they say in AA that you don't go into a relationship, you don't get a plant until you're X amount sober, you don't have a dog until you're X amount sober, and then you don't get into a relationship till you're X amount sober. And when I met Jen, I was like kind of a year sober from like toxic codependent relationships. Mm-hmm. And to have dated someone so, I just realized like I had never experienced real love, mm-hmm. like kind, respectful, thoughtful love. And I think Jen was sort of like instrumental in like bringing me to this place where I feel like, oh, I can like be a healthy adult now and have healthy relationships and have a child and like not bring them into a toxic home and not, you know, like not keep, you know, sorry. And I know I did that work myself and that I met Jen and I treated her the way she treated me. But I think mm-hmm. for me, Jen represents like a new chapter in my life. And so yeah. I'm incredibly grateful to have been loved by her the way that I was. And so if you, again, if you fucking say anything mean to her, I will absolutely destroy your life. I will destroy you.
Yeah. Can I even say you're all wonderful? I know that you're going to say some wonderful, like apologetic, like things to both of them, but just understand that this is a very, very,
I just don't want any
situation.
Public negativity coming towards her. Yes, in fact, yes. I want the opposite. Jen loves Instagram followers. Go give her a follow for the work that she did on this podcast. She let me talk about eating her butt on the internet week after week. You know, she really put herself out there. So, like, if anything, like, go and thank her for her service of dating a sex podcaster and, like, giving me zero shit about it. Yeah. She's, like, a wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah. And I don't know if that was... I know it's not a gay sex story, but I just hope if you...
No, this is the gayest sex story we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you're at home listening... If you are the type of person who, I don't know, to me, now that I've been in a really, really healthy relationship, that like we didn't build up resentment, that we didn't have toxic, repetitive fights, that we treated each other well, that we were always on the same page. Now that I've been there, I don't know, maybe we're like supposed to get married. Maybe like this is just like one chapter in our story and like you don't get to meet people like this all the time. But now that I've been there, I just hope everyone listening, like, I hope that you like reflect on your own patterns in relationships. And like, if you're in something unhealthy, like just end it. Don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And do the work to like, it's really on you to do the work to make sure that you're choosing people that respect you. And respect is like a huge part of love. And that was something that I had never experienced before. And so I'm just like really grateful for Jen. Separately, I'm like super worried about dating now. I loved picking up women at shows pre-podcast because I basically did a 15-minute audition for them.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
And they like know who I am. They can decide whether or not they're interested. And yeah. I don't have to like, you know what I mean?
And then later that night, you take them back here and you set them up on a mic and you go, okay, so now do your type 15. They're like, excuse me? And Jen, her type 15, it was JFL material, let me just say.
Okay, no one knows what JFL is, but...
That's for my comedy heads out there.
No, and also, Ash, it's weird because on the other side of things, you've now got all these followers and people who know who you are. So it's a weird dynamic.
It's a weird... I try to have humility when I do this podcast because who am I? I am a piece of shit. Very few people know who I am. Oh my God, listen to this. Wait, this is crazy. This weekend, Jen was in New York with her friends, but I didn't see her because we're broken up. Right.
Wait, what? You broke up? What was these last like 10 minutes? I zoned out.
Okay. She goes, I always joke whenever I'm with Jen, I'm like, if I don't get recognized today at this restaurant, I'm going to end it. I'm gonna quit comedy. God. Like, I just, this is the day. If I don't get recognized today, It's like
a, you're at like Chick-fil-A.
It's not
like, I swear to God. They're like, get out of here.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't, it's pleasant to feel like your work is being consumed, but like, it's a joke. Jen goes to a restaurant with her friends. She texted me this. The waitress,
yeah,
goes up to her and goes, you look familiar.
Oh, whoa.
No.
And then she goes, I listened to your girlfriend's podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then is like, you know, whatever. And apparently her friends were like, this that fucking blows. I'm like, so sorry. But for me, I was like, that's pretty cool that it happened in front of your friends.
You're like, but on the flip side of things, I am famous. So
yeah.
No, but yeah, it's weird. Like I've had a lot of friends that have quite substantial followings. And the great thing about being in an awesome relationship is you want to share that online because it's just natural and it's fun. And then the downside is that people fall in love with that relationship alongside you. And then like, you're breaking people's hearts right now hearing that you broke up, and I'm not putting that on you, but that's like genuinely people get invested.
We both in our conversation last night, I think we're like, I hope we get to revisit this. So I don't want, but I also want people to know like that could be literally like 2 years from now. Like it could take a really long time. So
yeah,
the thing that I'm worried about now is I don't think that I can, people who come to my shows now are fans of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ethical to, I could never talk about them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Because that could be negative.
Yeah.
And I'm also worried like that, I don't know, it's weird. It's just, it's bizarre to me. It's strange. I mean, so I really hope people... People listening at home are probably like,
don't come to my shows just to fuck me. Come for the comedy too.
Because I won't, okay?
I just, look, I hope people listening don't take this in the egotistical way. But it's different for someone. There are so many comedians who are known for fucking, they're men, and they're known for fucking women after their shows. Yeah. But the difference is they are typically not that girl's favorite comedian, and they're certainly not like a queer, sorry, like a what kind of a queer mom. Like I feel like I'm kind of this weird queer mom to everybody, and I'm not gonna fuck my kids. it's just bizarre. It's just a different type of relationship, and I'm concerned about my dating life.
Yeah,
you have to start doing that weird thing where when you see someone on a dating app, you have to make sure that they're not following you or like,
oh,
you know?
Oh, Bree's experience. Yeah, look at Bree.
Completely.
I also have a lot of friends that have had it where they are like going to go on a date with someone and they see that that person's like following me or like consumes my content. And it's a weird like thing because it's not a bad thing to follow someone and consume their content. Like that's an amazing thing. Everyone appreciates it. But it is like a strange dynamic because arguably you might be going on a first date and you're learning things about them for the first time. And they already know every time that you've ate someone out or, you know, licked an asshole in the last 7 years. And you're like, okay, this is like a little bit strange.
Again, I'm nobody. I'm a piece of shit. But like Jen... I met Jen at the Grizzly Pear, which I know no one is going to know about. But, like, I met Jen when I had, like, 4,000 followers.
You had
no
six.
One...
Don't do that to yourself. You had six. Let's get it right.
I really hope people listening at home are like, Ashley is not big enough to even talk like this. But the reality is, like, every show I do, there's, like, one queer person who knows who I am. And so it's just strange.
And they're
it's
trying really to fuck. They're trying to fuck. So I get it. You have to watch out.
I guess the other thing is, like, even if they don't know who I am, they weren't here for the part of my life where Jen saw this, like, happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll never have that again. And
yeah. Yeah, you met Jen at, like, an incredibly wild time because it was, I mean, this podcast came out like, I think like a couple, like the week when the pandemic started, like this podcast and the pandemic are sisters.
Yeah.
They literally came out of the womb together. Unfortunately, one of them is dead. I'm just kidding. The other one got an autoimmune
disease. A lot of people don't know this, but This pandemic, I mean, sorry, this podcast actually developed Moderna. Yeah, we are the developers of Moderna.
Yeah, we developed it. Yeah.
You guys want to hear the corniest thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the corn. I might cut this because this is the corniest thing.
Okay, yeah, maybe cut my joke as well.
No, that was great. Jen, there's no one better to have spent a year inside locked up with, so emotionally stable even, and so accommodating of my incredibly crazy life. I think that if I had been in an unhealthy relationship, this podcast couldn't exist. And I know that because I got out of my unhealthy relationships and everything changed for me.
Yeah.
So that is my gay sex from this week. It's super corny. God, I hope people, I don't know what people are going to think of this episode, but.
Can I say something before we move on?
Yeah.
We started recording the podcast maybe 6 months before the podcast came out.
Yes.
And it was just kind of this saga of Ashley, like, you know, doing her quote unquote hoe phase into then meeting this girl at the Grizzly Pear and then like pretty immediately like falling for her and like really being a part of like one of the most incredible relationships I've even had. Like I've even watched, like it was just like really beautiful. And I just will always like think about you and Jen and how like wonderful. It's so funny because the other day, maybe I'll have you take this out, but the other day someone came up to me and was like talking about you and Jen and was like, aren't Ashley and Jen just like the most incredible couple you've ever known? And I started tearing up because I knew what, because I mean, like, I was like, this has like never happened to me either, that someone was like, can you just, it's like, and I said, this is what I said to them. I started tearing up and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, I said, so sad. I said, my heart lives on the outside of my body and that is Ashley and Jen. And they were like, what? Okay. They were trying to just like have like a fun little like, aren't they like so like cute together? And meanwhile, I'm like, so beautiful. My heart. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Wait, my heart lives on the outside of my body. And that is Ashley and Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys should. I think we should make T-shirts.
I think that's another part of it that's really interesting is the way I see other people reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
My fear is people are going to think that we had horrible things going on that people didn't know about. And like, that's not true.
No.
At all.
No.
Like that is like it was the most peaceful relationship I've ever been in.
It's just sad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have to break up and it's not like, this is not what Disney movies are about. It's not like what people teach you at all. It's, you can love someone so much. You can be in love with them. You both can be in love. And yet it's not the best thing for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, also, I wish her that, like, I hope this year or however long is, like, so productive for her. And I hope that she, like, gets everything that she needs out of it. She got into this acting studio that she applied for.
Cool.
I'm so proud of
her. Awesome.
Like, I hope she can put her full self into it. And frankly, like, it might be good for me to have some independence too, because I'm swamped. So I don't think I'll be doing much dating. So the pod is going to be pretty boring. but
it's no longer we're having gay sex. It's called Yannick Art. And we just talk about Yannick Art.
Yannick Art. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say. Truly go follow her because she has made massive contributions to this podcast and deserves a little resume boost.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't know, Olivia Rodrigo wrote her album Sour about this breakup.
Yeah.
So go listen to that album, you guys.
That's amazing.
Oh, and this is also the breakup episode. We didn't do
it
intros.
It is the breakup episode, yeah.
That's why, honestly, Brie, I wasn't going to have you, but I was like, oh, it's a pun. I have to have Brie.
You have to.
Not the reason why you
have
Brie.
No, I had Brie because, like, Brie is...
Yeah, you're only on here, Brie, because you work with the pun.
The breakup.
Yeah. You know, we tried other things.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
Also, here's another funny thing. I have my college reunion in August and my college reunion was delayed because of the pandemic. Before the pandemic, I was no one. Now I'm a marginally niche famous within the queer community comedian. I had this like very stunning, you know, fun, smart, kind girlfriend. And I said, I'm gonna win my college reunion. Like, I won. So I told Jen, I was like, you have to come to my college reunion. So we will be reuniting for my college reunion.
Wait,
later.
You're kidding, right?
I am not. This is a deal breaker.
That is deal a breaker. Deal breaker right there.
No, I told her, I said to her, obviously you do not have to come to my college reunion, but we've talked about whether or not we will be hooking up during her, you know, eat brie out. She's doing an eat brie out, essentially, an eat pray love and eat brie out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So during her eat pray love / eat brie out, yeah, I feel fine. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
But this might fall into that category.
This is the
We've been talking
thing,
for an hour.
This is the sort of thing that makes me feel like I might be a little bit homophobic, honestly.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, my internalized homophobia is flaring up listening to you discuss.
Why?
Ash, why? You're going to bring your ex-girlfriend to your college reunion?
You're damn right I am. I have to win my college reunion.
I mean, you know what? Do you? No judgment here. I'm just saying that is something. That is...
For everyone listening at home who can't read the situation, Jen will only come to my college reunion if Jen wants to, because we want to bang. That is the reason, okay?
Yeah.
Jen will not be accompanying me. I will not be forcing by gunpoint. I have Gara in a backpack. I've got... Yeah. Like, Jen, you have to come to my reunion.
Yeah, a by and a by gunpoint.
I'm just saying, Ash, for you, that is going to be a night filled with tears. I don't see any good coming from that. You're such like a sweetie. You clearly have love
wow,
for
this
Jen.
Is good advice.
And you're going to like just get all dressed up, go to your college reunion. Everyone's going to love Jen. So likable. And then you're going to go home and you're going to cry for 3 weeks straight.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You don't think that I should hook up with... What about hooking up with Jen during her eat brie out?
You do you, but I have never seen good results from that, but hey, who am I?
You think it should be a clean break?
A clean break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The way that I explained it, the way we've been talking about it is like, we should have a clear amount of time that we like don't see each other for a while.
Yeah.
And then we revisit whether or not.
Yeah.
You know, that's how
you
we're
know why? Because it's easier when you go through a bad breakup or like there's anger there to have a reason to stay separated. But because you guys didn't have that experience and it was such a healthy relationship, just like friend to friend, I would be like, once you start sleeping together or hanging out again without a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
I agree. It has to be a very significant amount of time. I will say, though, this is how I know I have such a fucked up childhood and attachment style that I've had to really work on. This has been when I'm in a toxic relationship, I cling to it more. And that can be very common for people who don't have really solid attachment styles. So with Jen... Frankly, this has been the easiest breakup that I've ever had because I miss her. What I normally do after a breakup is, what could I've done better? Mm. What did I do wrong? How can I be better? What if I did this? What if I did that? I don't have questions like that for this breakup. For this breakup, it's like super clear.
Brie gets money every fucking time you say breakup. I'm just saying. You basically told her the only reason she's on this episode is so you can say breakup.
I'm trademarking it as you guys talk. I'm just gonna...
Yeah, right. You're like on, you're like emailing your lawyer. Yeah. Like, got the patent.
Yeah, so, but also for that same reason, I'm trying to be super respectful of her boundaries and what she wants to do. Because I know that we don't have a shot in hell if we like develop bad patterns during this eat brie out that she's doing. And
the fact that to everyone listening, this sounds like Jen is going to come and eat me out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You're a new fan, right? And you haven't heard any of the brie peats.
Oh, yeah, you have to. If you just entered this episode being like, why does this say the breakup episode? I hope Ashley and Jen didn't break up. Oh, my God, they broke up. Okay, now pause. Go back and listen to the other two Brie episodes so you get every reference from here on out.
But I've been talking for, like, literally an hour about this, so I want
to
move on.
But this had to happen. You had... Also, I'm so happy that Brie is on this episode. Imagine you... I mean, you're smart. You decided to do this with, like, a friend.
Wait, what? You're acting like I don't pick, just whoever.
No, you're like, whoever shows up on that Zoom. It's just doing it with.
It's a piece of software that just, like, randomly Zoom dials gay people.
Yeah. And there's only, like, 60 of them in the world. So really have been, like, circulating.
Thank God we got Break up. But I didn't plan a speech for this, so I hope it came across as respectful. But I love Jen so much, and we're only going to treat each other with respect, and I hope everyone knows that, because we are literally perfect together, and this makes no sense.
Love is dead. My heart lives out on the outside of my body. Oh God, please help me. My heart is on the outside of my body.
Anyway, Brie, did you have gay sex this week?
Wait, Brie, first, will you tell me this story about me being... I'm, like, sitting here through, like, the whole, like, Ashley thing, like, waiting until I get to hear the story of how I am sexually attractive. This doesn't have to be your story, but I want to hear it.
Okay. Okay, so, no, I have not had gay sex this week. The closest I've gotten to gay sex is... getting out of the shower and pulling a hair out of my ass crack, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Like, I don't have a lot of time, so the small amounts of pleasure I can get are very exciting. But
I mean, like a sound.
Yeah, it's great.
And everyone knows that pulling hair out of your butthole, that really feels so good.
It's actually incredible. It's one It's one of my kinks.
Yeah, for sure.
All I'm picturing is you flossing your butt.
Yeah, right.
Me, like, purposely trying to get hair. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, that's what this pod is for.
No, I actually have, like, a weird, like, coming of age memory that, like, there was this girl in my high school who is 3 years older than me. And I got invited to a party where she was, and she was, like, the cool girl. And out of nowhere, she was like, does anyone else ever, like, get a hair stuck in their butt crack and, like, pull it out and it feels really good? And everyone was like, ew, disgusting. In my head, I was like, I love you.
So, wait, it actually feels good to you? Really?
I mean, it's like a joke, but it also doesn't feel bad. It's like anything with butthole stuff, it, like, tends to feel pretty good, you know?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. It's like kind of like, okay, look, I'm going to say this. I'm that cool girl at the party that's just like, does anyone, when you, like, have to shit, it kind of feels good? Like, remember when you were a kid and you would, like, hold it in because it, like, did feel, like, kind of good?
I understand.
Like, you were, like, a kid and you would kind of be sitting there, like holding it in and just being like, God, this,
you know what, I think
it's
also when you're younger, no one tells you that, like, butt stuff is allowed to feel good. Like, that's obviously not part of, like, sex ed in schools necessarily. They're so focused on you.
And,
like,
that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're doing
to tell
the work.
You.
This is a PSA. I haven't had a lot of time. I've honestly been really busy. But when I do have time, I like to take depression naps. And during those naps, I have had, like, some very lucid dreams. So, like, that is my, like, sex time, is, like, having, like, very, very intense sex dream during naps. Do you all find that when you have naps, you have, like, more intense dreams?
Yeah.
I don't nap very often, but, like, the last time I did it, I... Do you ever get stuck on loops? Do you find...
When I was a kid, I got stuck on loops a lot.
Yeah. So I feel that.
Okay, so this was kind of like that. So speaking to the Gara thing. So I think that I had just been, like, really thinking about Ash, your success as a comedian. I'd probably, like, seen some stories of you doing live things. So all of a sudden I'm in this dream and I've gone to one of your outdoor comedy shows. We're, like, in someone's backyard. Okay.
I'm so honored by this.
And I'm, like, in this dream. And then all of a sudden Gara's there and me and Gara are, like, trying to find a tent to have sex.
Fuck yes. Oh my God. Brie, I've never wanted something more than this.
But the whole dream is that we can't find a tent and we're so frustrated. We keep like asking the host of the house. We're like talking to different people. Like the issue is not that we it doesn't come across in the dream that we could leave. It's like, well, we have to stay here for the show.
Right. Because it's a dream. And then you guys are like, you like start heckling me and I'm like, you two get a tent.
No, if you guys didn't know, at all of Ashley's comedy shows, she sets up little tents on the outside. So like if you're ever just like wanting a quickie.
This is actually my pitch to you for that. Like now that I've experienced the need for a sex tent, I feel like it's something you should incorporate.
Sex tent.
I agree. Sex tent would be a good idea.
Yeah. We're going to, let's buy the domain sextent.com in case we need to make this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, damn. I have a lot of those dreams where it's like, I want to do something, whether it's sex or not, but I like can't get there. And the whole dream is about like trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, if this were real life, Brie,
we would have found
that sex tent. That would be no problem. Okay.
I have to be honest, guys. If this happened, I might cancel the podcast.
Oh my God.
That feels like, can I use the term sister or do you want me to use nibbling or sibling?
Nibbling, I will clarify, is a niece or nephew.
Oh.
It's the non-binary term. If you didn't know, the term sibling already...
Non-binary.
Non-gender.
Gara?
So baby sibling.
Would you like me to use sibling or nibbling for you?
Gara feels like a younger sibling to me, and you are obviously my closest friend.
Yeah.
So if you guys... were to do this,
it's a weird crossover. It's like a little too close to the family.
So let's say instead both Brie and I shaved our heads. Then you're like, you can do whatever you want. I
that's a deal breaker, and neither of you are ever allowed on the podcast again.
Well, if you think that's weird, wait till Jen comes and eats me out. I mean, it's about to get wild.
This is almost there. Just like doing a cross-country road trip.
Now I'm like really upset.
Oh, it's too soon for the jokes.
Also, like Jen's friends are straight. I want her to, you know, she should go to like do pride shit.
And yeah.
Honestly, go. We had such a great sex life. I feel pretty, you know, confident. Go bang Jen. I'm cut. What am I
you
doing
You want
here?
Me to go bang
no!
Jen?
No. The listener.
I thought you were telling me. I was like, okay. Come on, Jen. Let's go find a sex tent.
I feel like you're spiraling here just a little bit,
I'm
Ash.
Spiraling, yeah. I just want her to be happy.
This went from everyone be nice on social media to Jen to everyone go have sex with Jen. You're just giving the activation to the listeners to go find
Jen. I'm spiraling.
Hey, that's fine. You're good. You edit this.
I do. I can take this
out.
I'll probably leave
it
in.
Great.
Is that your gay sex from this week? Because this is it is an epically long episode. So we'll go to Gara. Thank you guys for like just allowing me to do a brief.
I'm honored. Let me say I'm honored to be here for this because I feel like if I remember correctly, listening back. The first episode I filmed with y'all, we were talking about how your idea for the podcast was about having like kind of sporadic, fun gay sex and your like stories about it. So you were telling me on the podcast about how then you had met Jen and it had kind of taken a different turn. So I feel like everyone listening, I've also seen this all unfold. So I'm glad we're best friends.
Me too.
And I could be here for this.
God, I really want to meet you in real life so badly.
We will.
Yeah,
we
me
will.
Too, Brie.
I'll bring the tent.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I think, okay. Because if you guys forge a sexual connection and it interferes with my you guys can't be more to each other than I am to each of you. I will get insanely jealous.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I can't control the way that Brie feels about me, okay? I understand. This whole thing I got going on.
It's
so
funny.
You can't deny it. I look like the yodel kid.
Gara, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, I did have gay sex this week, and it's not even what I'm going to talk about. But literally last night, I had a dick inside me for the first time in maybe like 2 years. And
wait, what?
Yeah. Like I haven't had a dick inside me for
You
two
have
years.
Not acknowledged that on the podcast. You haven't even told me that.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you now. And it's not because I didn't want to. It's because it wouldn't fit. I'm not kidding.
Wait. So for 2 years,
I was just like doing Kegels, like working with a personal trainer, trying to like.
Are you?
Do we need to take
okay,
this back?
Fine. Maybe this is my K-sex story. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's chit chat, my friends.
I was about to take this like in a super emotional place and like ask you if you were okay and like all this stuff, and then you said. Because it wouldn't fit.
Yeah, that's literally why. I'm not even kidding.
I'm just
you.
Picturing you and Jacob having sex, like literally every time being like, wait,
still doesn't fit.
Like movers trying to get a couch into a New York City apartment. They're just like trying to go up and through the window. Yeah, they're like, they've got a crane. They're lifting it onto the roof. It won't go through the roof door.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It was like,
you are New York City apartment and Jacob's dick is a sectional.
Yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, it went in. God willing, it fucking went in.
I want to know what was the shift. Like, why all of a sudden?
I think it was a
tectonic plates thing.
No, honestly,
El Nino is this year, and
I think it's when like a mother like picks up a car off of like a child. Like it's just like it's like a mindset thing. Like it's not like I had the strength within me all along, but I could only use it when it was, like.
So now do you feel like empowered? Like now do you think it's gonna be just cruising through?
Oh yeah. I mean like all day the wind's just been blowing through my vagina. Just like
I thought I heard an echo in here.
Oh my God. That's one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time.
No, what do you think happened? Seriously.
Okay. I like went out with my queer friends for like the first time, like this whole, like the whole pandemic last night. And we went to like a queer bar, but I also want to reach out to you fans who are in New York City. Tell me where the queer parties are. I don't know why. I don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird that I was just thinking about this morning because I usually, pre-pandemic, do like a little pride guide every year for folks in Vancouver, because seriously, it's so hard to find queer events when you don't know people that are going to them. I mean, exclusive to if you're like a cis gay male, because then you get all the like brick and mortar mainstay clubs. But other than that, it's like all these weird pop-ups, warehouses, outdoor parties, random places. And I remember when I was like going to one of my first prides, I was so excited and I Googled like literally, where are lesbians? Lesbians at Pride. You know what I mean? Like trying to find anything. And the one thing that I could find that had any mention of queer women was this one club that was usually like a straight club, but they had rented it out for Pride. And I showed up with my friend and the bouncer looked at us like, what are you doing here? And I was so confused. And he was like, do you want to go in? And I was like, well, yeah. And he was like kind of confused, but like trying not to be like judgmental or like particular about who he was letting in. He was being really nice. He was like, I'm not going to make you pay. Go in. If you want to be there, then come out and tell me. And we were like, okay, this is weird. Like, and we're thinking, oh, it's just because we're like young or we're not part of the scene. Like he doesn't think we're cool enough or like gay enough or like whatever. I was getting like my feminist up against the wall. And I walk in and it's literally just like leather daddy bear central.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh my God.
And it had to have been. I was like, this is gay men. It's gay men. It has to be.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, and I literally walked out and I was like, yeah, I don't think it's for us. You know where the lesbians are?
He like totally like called your bluff there. Nice guy. He could have had you just pay and like he was truly thinking about
totally. You guys. And I just since guy. That experience, I'm like, it's really sad. But unless you like somehow know people, it is hard to find because it's not like Googleable. And I think that it's getting more progressive in the sense that it's more inclusive, but in that sense it's also harder to Google. Like lesbian events used to be like lesbians are us at this bar, but now obviously they want everyone to feel welcome, but then in that sense, in that event title or on that description, it's not going to pop up on Google.
Yeah,
so it's harder to find.
Yes, so I right now, like literally I was biking home from Trader Joe's and just was like clocking hot people left and right. And I was like, okay, I literally need to figure out where the queers are, to the point where I was going to like post in my story, like, please God, where is there like a group of queer people, like at least 10 or more of you just like outside hanging? Cause yeah. I need to like know. But like a lot of like Ginger's is closed right now. I'm not going to go into Manhattan for the rest of my life.
I'm talking about how
Yeah, and I'm telling you what happened. I went out with my queer friends. We went to this queer bar called Mood Ring.
They have on their description that it's a queer bar or queer friendly, because there's a difference.
I don't think they even have those.
Like it's on their Yelp page.
No, it's none of, I don't even think they have that. It's not an astrology bar.
Kara, I know this is going to like freak you out, but straight women also love astrology.
Yes. I would love to be in a bar with all straight women.
Me too.
Maybe that's our pride party.
Ashley's like, not a single shaved head in sight. This is my dream.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just measuring the length of people's hair.
No, I'm never doing that again. But if we have, you know, maybe we should have a party for, you know what we'll call it? If you're thinking about it, that's what our theme of our party will be. And we'll have all our listeners and people questioning.
But this is honestly classically the problem with like being an AFAB person and trying to find queer spaces in general. Mm-hmm. Is like, I mean, the Woods was like, that was like one of the only ones that was like, if you were like an appearing like straight person, like if you had like a, it's a pretty good honor system there. You were not welcome there. Like it was just like, most gay spaces are like strictly gay, and any like queer lesbian spaces are filled with what?
You're saying that the Woods was accommodating to all different types of queer.
Yes, yes. It was like trans people. Like it was just like this like kind of like queer that was like mostly like, you know, AFAB represented. Mm-hmm. And like if you kind of like, well, if you picked up the giant Jenga game, that was usually an indication that you were straight. But anyway. We went out to Mood Ring and it was like, you know, like there were like some people who like seemed queer, but like mostly was dominated by like what seemed like straight men. And like we had kind of, all my queer friends had gone out like hoping maybe to even like make eye contact with someone across the room that like possibly, mm-hmm. like right now it's like you take what you can get.
Yeah. The
like,
bar is low.
The bar is so low. Yeah. But anyway, I ended up going home and my thing is like, and I like kind of forgot about my poly side because I haven't been able to explore it in a year.
Yeah.
When I go out and like am exploring my open side, it makes me more attracted to Jacob.
Right.
Like I spend most of the time being like, fuck, Jacob's so hot. Like I just want to go home. Mm-hmm. Went home, was like, immediately got home and I was like, do you want to have sex? And he was like, yeah, absolutely.
It's like, yes, for the past 2 years, I've been trying to get this in your living room.
I want to be clear. It's been a process, and we were still having sex, just not with that gigantic python. Like, it was just kind of like kept him in his cage and then like released him when the time is right. But anyway, I just like, basically, look, I'm just going to tell
Did
you guys
come
how this worked.
Immediately?
That's what we were worried about. Like, I was literally like, am I going to put this inside me? And it's just going to, like, literally, like, blow the condom off. Just, like, out my mouth. But anyway.
His balls are a very dark shade of blue. It's actually called Jacob's Blue. Anyway.
No. And anyway, he was like, we should start on top. Because, like, when we start on top, I can kind of guide it inside me and, like, not, like, have it be that intense. Mm-hmm. And I tried for, like, a while. I would just kind of, like inch it inside, like, literally, like, I was trying to fit, like, a square peg in, like, a round hole. And, like, I'm not kidding. It took, like, a while. Like, I worked at it for a while. And then, like, you're looking at me like this.
No, I'm just, I've never had sex with a man.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's
your penis.
Yes.
Yeah. I sucked in that penis. I sucked it in so hard. I literally, like, it was literally like a corset, like how you kind of like are going out, like, and you ate too much at dinner.
Wait.
And like you have to just like suck into like,
I have
some
mechanical questions about this though.
Would love
like
to
do
answer.
You just need to get loose? Or
That's
is
it
literally
it.
Like an angles thing? Like what are we talking about here?
It's honestly, it's more about getting loose. But it's also like lube is important. Lube is like a huge part of it.
So like, would you ever, I'm not, obviously I don't have a penis, but like, I know when the women that I'm having sex with get loose. Uh-huh. It is like very obvious.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. So like, would you ever like, did he go down on you?
Oh yeah,
first,
yeah. Or? He did all of that shit. I mostly find that like, I can't like, you can only go down on me for like a little bit. I can't like be like close to coming and try and like fit it inside me. I need it like when it's just wet enough, you know, like it's just like damp enough.
No, I don't know.
That's yeah. So you can't have it be like, well, chalky is like, it'll get like weirdly kind of like, it's okay. Anyway, I promise you I'm almost done. This is so funny because this wasn't even the story I was going to tell.
No, it's
about.
A great story.
Oh, thank you.
This is
but
a great story.
Anyway, I fit it inside me. And I was like, I was fucking loosey-goosey. I was off to the fucking races. I was ready to go. Meanwhile, I am like, I don't fuck with my boobs at all. Those stay completely off limits. Mm-hmm. And also, I am a tiny twink. I love being fucked in the asshole. Mm-hmm. And like, I love pretending that my vagina is my butthole. And that is just...
Because your butthole is also too small for the pain.
Yeah. We have tried. Okay. We have tried. There is nothing going in that hole. Well, maybe like a finger or two, but there's nothing okay. going in it. Yeah. Yeah. So I fuck like I am being fucked in my asshole.
Oh.
Well, at least fucking
I love that
me.
For you.
Thank you, Bri.
That's so fun.
Your vas hole.
My vas hole, yeah. My vas hole. Okay, I gotta move off of this. It did not last very long. It basically probably lasted for like a minute and then it was like totally done. But
you were sore.
I got fucking four fingers in.
Wow.
Yesterday. So that's a fucking win for me.
After peen.
Yeah.
Post-peen.
Post-peen. Four fingers.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice.
Did he go pinkies out?
Yeah, he went pinkies out. Okay. Yeah. I got the shocker.
Well, thank you. That was
yeah, you're welcome.
That was wonderful. Are we done?
I don't know.
We didn't introduce ourselves, but
we didn't. I
don't think
that
we're
going to
get a
hell,
single
though.
New listener. Bree's fans are already here.
We're not yeah, going to get totally. A single. So,
yeah, they're already here, Bree.
Single new listener.
I'm so sorry, Bree.
In fact, I think we're gonna see a drop, but that was
no, actually the reason why everyone was listening to this podcast was because of Jen, and now they've set that together. What if Jen came out with a podcast like this week that was like
oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah, well, if you're listening, Jen, you are the best.
I can't.
All right. Well, I'm sad now. So I think.
Oh,
this,
you are.
I'm a little sad. Thank
Wait,
you Bri, so much,
I'm
Bri.
I'm so sorry that I felt like I talked over you so much.
Oh my gosh. No, you didn't at all. This was like, this was a lot of fun.
No, I thought it was. I
think it was good. I didn't feel that from my end. So.
Okay, good.
Brianne Williamson on all platforms. Brianne Williamson _ on TikTok.
No, there's no underscore anymore. I got it. I got Brianne Williamson.
Wait, really?
Oh my God.
That's huge. Fuck
I'm
yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay, Brie.
I literally, someone I think just went when TikTok like started getting bigger. Someone just went and got like my name and then they didn't post anything for like ages. So
then they get booted.
They got booted. So then I just saw that it was gone and I changed it over. So now I can just say I'm Brianne Williamson everywhere, which is like a big win for me. You know, the underscore was really throwing my game off. Oh, my podcast is I Can Explain Podcasts, since people like podcasts here.
Yeah, and you fucking listen to it because gay men are still gay.
And men are still men.
Oh my God. Okay, well, on that note, I do have to go.
Okay.
But this was really fun seeing y'all. And I'm sorry that this happened to you or that. I don't know how to put it, Ash. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll never do better. We'll just have to see what happens.
No. I feel like you're going to do just fine. Your great things are coming to you as usual. I feel it.
Oh, thank you. You hear that, Jen? Oh my God. You made a huge mistake.
Yeah, now you're mad. Now by the end of the episode, you're like, never mind.
No, she no, is wonderful.
I'm just kidding.
She's okay.
The best.
Well,
oh, Bri, you were so great.
You were fantastic.
Okay, I hope you guys have the best day.
Bye.
Or an okay day, Ash. Okay, bye.
I'll be fine. Bye. So the gay thought this week is a poem by Michelle, who is a patron. She got the episode early this week, and we all discussed it in our Patreon chat. And she wrote this poem. So this is a poem called My Heart Lives on the Outside of My Body by Michelle. My heart lives on the outside of my body. Oh, damn, I miss that hottie. Our lovin' was both nice and naughty, and all of my boxes she checks. So in this poem I will scrawl in honor of how we U-hauled. I know we'll be okay and all, but God, I'll miss that gay sex. So that's the gay thought this week.